And it is April, and it is designated Sexual Assault Awareness Month. On the KSRO live line with us is the communications coordinator for Verity, the organization. Caitlin Quinn is here. Good morning, Caitlin.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here and talking about this very, very important subject. Now, Verity has been working with the community on this and other issues for 44 years now. And Caitlin, it seems like this year, more than ever, this issue is at the forefront of our conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. We are getting a lot of people interested in seeing how they can be more involved and how they can help. So while we've been celebrating Sexual Assault Awareness Month since 2001, this is a big year. So we'd love to invite folks out to check out what we're doing this month. We'll be doing a lot of stuff at Sonoma State University with the students and faculty and staff there. We are co-hosting a screening of the documentary The Mask You Live In in Petaluma on April 11th, and we're doing that with the Commission on the Status of Women. It's a film about masculinity in America and how we're raising our boys. And both the Commission on the Status of Women and us thought we couldn't talk about sexual violence without talking about the way that we're raising young men in America.
And Caitlin, does it make an impact in terms of the women who are willing to come forward and talk about their experience, that this subject is so much in the realm of discussion? Does that help?
Yeah, I think it does. I'm not privy to what clients say in our counseling sessions because we offer counseling, but it does seem like folks are a little less apprehensive to just walk through the door and ask for what they need and what they deserve. And we've definitely seen at least a slight uptick since October, but unfortunately in our area that could be due to the fires or due to the Me Too movement or both.
Yeah, that kind of circumstance certainly doesn't limit the amount of abuse that occurs. It encourages it for many people
exactly.
who are completely stressed out and otherwise not really in control of much around them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you're out in the community, you're doing some workshops, and tell me what a typical day is like in terms of what Verity does for Sonoma County.
Yeah, we always open at 9, and anyone that would not be out with a client or doing outreach is there. And sometimes we'll have a client walk in right at 9 because they know that we open at 9, and that's the only time of day they had or the only time that they could steel themselves to do it. So we'll have walk-in clients, as we call them, any time of day, people that didn't make an appointment, just came in person.
Because they needed to.
We always... Yeah, exactly. And we always have staff on call and ready to help with that. We have clients in and out seeing counselors all day.
Is there a crisis line? I would imagine there must be at Verity.
Yes,
what is that number?
Is. Yeah, so that's 707-545-7273. And that's open 24/7. So you know, some people can't get to an office between 9 and 5 because they work or they have kids or they have a disability that prevents them from getting around Sonoma County. And so they can call us any time of day in English or Spanish.
And are the folks that man those phone lines? I mean, that must take a lot of people to do that 24/7.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. We have a lot of awesome volunteers. Some of them are students getting internship credits, but a lot of them are just people in our community looking to make a difference. And we've gotten a lot more volunteers since Me Too became a thing.
Yeah, that's
good.
For
example, my mom is a volunteer now because of all that stuff that was going on. So.
Mm-hmm. And continues to go on.
Yeah, exactly. So lots more volunteers make it lighter work for all of us and mean that the rest of us that do work there full time can call it a day at 5 and come back re-energized and refreshed at 9.
Yeah, or focus on other areas that you're expert in, I would imagine. Well, Caitlin, thanks for being a part of the show this morning during Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Again, that number for Verity, if you are in that kind of abusive situation, is 707-545-7273. Thanks, Caitlin. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Pat.
That is Caitlin Quinn. She's Verity's communications coordinator.